The burglar is a nutter, as they like wrecking.
The uniformed police constable stares at the mess as he waits for a response. I will not humour him. It'll be a long time before you are called Sherlock. I turn and walk from the room, leaving him with the destruction. Sneering at the kitchen work surfaces as they are covered with fingerprint dust, I switch the kettle on to make coffee. I walk through to the old scullery.
This is where the burglars broke in.
The police detective examines the external doorframe. Brilliant deduction, Holmes. The crowbarred lock does not give me a clue. He stops examining the lock and stands up. A tall man, slim, with dark hair. A detective with cheap shopping centre clothes. Only mid-30s, but the boring clothes age him by 10 years.
Why are you a pain?
Opening my eyes wide. You should be sympathetic. I'm the victim and could be in shock.
Total rubbish. You have not hampered what we are doing.
Very little.
You haven't hampered, but are not the most cooperative victim we've ever had.
The police have been here for 2 hours. Fingerprint dust is everywhere, which only confirms that I live in the cottage. Even the dimmest novice policeman could deduce that if a burglar came armed with a crowbar, he might bring a pair of gloves. He studies me, but I take no notice. Men often do.
Remove that chip from your shoulder and help.
The remark takes me by surprise, but before I could answer.
No, thanks. I don't want a coffee. This is only my 6th hour non-stop, but I thought a victim might want me to come tonight, rather than tomorrow.
I dislike being made to feel guilty. Well, words fail me. Sorry. I put the kettle back on as I don't like being justly criticised. The kettle boils.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm obliged to say that if my conduct might be a cause for complaint, I can get you a form to fill in.
Bloody hell, you're serious.
And I shouldn't have mentioned the coffee.
He looks at the cup and the kettle. I dislike a smart-ass copper getting the better of me. He smiles and I have no option but to laugh. Here is the coffee. Opening the fridge, I take out cheese, and from a cupboard I take biscuits. Here. I smile. Does Sherlock need food and drink? I point to the other room. He shakes his head.
He is only just on duty.